accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, good morning, Marcus Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Gregory Weed. We're going to be talking about his new book, The Trojan Church. Now, we've known Gregory in the past. We interviewed him on a book he wrote called Diary of a Devil Hunter, Diary of a Devil Hunter, which we still carry, that, of course, chronicles his experience with the occult, coming out of it, going across the country, talking about the satanic movements and the satanic covens and the satanic crimes, and then, of course, having every effort made to discredit him and anybody else who was talking about the active satanic movement in this country, including people from the FBI, gentlemen who would come out and assure police forces and groups that there was no such thing as satanic crimes, that the ideas of false memory syndrome of this, all these people who remembered the satanic incidents, it was all imaginary. It never really occurred. And, of course, the CIA had their man, Jolly West, heading the false memory syndrome group. And eventually, of course, most of the people who were trying to expose the satanic movement in America gave up or went on to something else. And, well, I'm going to let Gregory tell you about his experience and about what is going on in so many Christian churches today without either the knowledge or even the suspicion of the average person who goes to church, a Christian church in America. Gregory, thanks so very much for being with us.
Thank you, sir.
You pick up the story from there.
Well, between 1987 and about 1990, we worked very hard going across the country and working with various agencies, law enforcement, probation departments, some associates from the FBI, churches, safe houses, youth pastors all across the country, psychologists who were being overloaded with cases of satanic crime, kids involved in the occult, actual murders and crimes being done in the name of Satan. And we were extracting kids out of the occult. We were helping children who had been abused by these groups. And we had a great deal of success for 5 or 6 years in trying to stop these activities and bring the perpetrators to justice. And then sometime around 1990, 1991, there was a deluge, a backlash of articles and proclamations from various agencies, from Kenneth Lanning from the FBI that claims that he'd never seen any proof of satanic crime, not one hair, not one drop of blood, as he has said, and groups like the False Memory Syndrome Foundation. There were Christian groups out of Chicago that were writing articles to discredit anybody that claimed that there was any kind of satanic crime, and it succeeded in a very short period of time of completely eviscerating our network, which was about 250 people at the time, of high-quality professionals in this field, many who were not even Christians, but who were doing a very good job at stopping these crimes, to where we're down to about 5 people now. So it was a very strong backlash, a very deliberate and well-planned backlash that left us in a place where we no longer had places to place victims. We had no one to call when we had a kid who was in trouble, and most of the church had turned their backs on people who were trying to get help.
And, of course, the great tragedy is, of course, here you see the combination of a so-called Christian group, and then the CIA-backed False Memory Syndrome Organization had branches all across America saying all these people who think that they were victims of satanic crimes. It's all imaginary. And you know, when you have access to the media, and especially the Christian media, the people who really should be concerned about this, and because one of the things they did set out to do was discredit Mike Warnke, and I remember hearing people come on Christian radio and saying, Mike Warnke admitted it was all fraudulent. What's the truth about that?
The truth about that is, and I've heard that nearly every place I've spoken in the last 10 years, someone's brought that up. I know Mike personally. I was very aware of some of the issues of his testimony. He has admitted that he was a Christian comedian, and he exaggerated certain points of his testimony, and he's repented for that. But never, never did he say that he was not involved in a satanic network. He never said that he made any of that up, and I find it absolutely astonishing because his first wife, they got divorced many years ago. She, to this day, stands by his claims because she married him fresh when he got out of the satanic world. She walked through that, and even though they got a divorce, I've got a letter on file where she says, I know that he was involved in these things. So Mike was who he thought he was. Now, one of the interesting sidelines to that is he came and did a crusade in the city I live in about a year before he was attacked in the print media and called a fraud. And while he was speaking here in my city in front of nearly 1,000 people and coming against satanic crimes, there were three people in the audience that were some of the most high-level players in the satanic world in our city, sitting on like the second row, and they were watching everything he said. And I knew when I saw them that they were going to do something to try and take him out. And within a year, they had completely brought down his network. He went into bankruptcy. He went into a time, that's the bad part. The good part is he went into a time of restoration and healing, and he is now going around the world preaching the gospel, and he is stronger than ever. And I'm really thankful for that.
Well, I am too. But, you know, the thing is, it did such an effective hatchet job on him. And when you control the media, why, you can destroy anybody you want to. But, of course, your major thrust in your book is the occult influence in the Christian church today. And this is what most people really don't understand. They know that something's changed in church. They know the music has changed. They know the message seems to have changed, the approach seems to have changed, but after all, maybe this is just progress. And do we have mega churches now? We're told what a profound impact Christianity is having on our society, and just look at the result of the last election, which, of course, the Democrats swept everything. People who openly support abortion were backed by hardline Christians who, you know, just were looking for change. They want a change for the better. Unfortunately, they're going to have a change for the worse. But let's talk a little bit about the Trojan Church. Why do you call it the Trojan Church?
Well, the concept, of course, of the Trojan horse is the enemy had come into the city they were going to attack with something that looked like a gift. It looked very harmless. It was like almost like a piece of art. Inside this huge wooden horse was the whole enemy army, and they were able to get inside of the city, and that's what they've done with the church.
Well, I think we've got a real problem, and our guest is Gregory Reed. We'll be back in just a moment here.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away.
Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Well, I'm standing back here at the American Prison Network. Our guest is Mary Reed, who's been on the front lines of this battle for many years. Now, I should point out that he has his degree in theology. He is a youth pastor at the present time and working with the youth in his church, trying to educate them and bring them up properly. And, Chris, this is what we're losing. We're losing our young people because they don't understand the nature of the battle and how easy it is to get swept up into the alternative types of religion, the emerging church, the seeker-friendly church, the church growth movement, the progressive churches of today intent upon growth and bringing the message of Christianity. But are they really bringing the message of Christianity? And what is the impact of this effort to get into Christian mysticism and, of course, through new techniques of prayer to open your mind to all sorts of godly forces or ungodly forces? Well, you pick up the story, Gregory.
Well, after we had succeeded in what we had done, and it looked like the backlash had kind of put us off the front lines of the war, the actual open war against satanic crime, I took a couple of years to reflect on this, and I started to look at what was going on in the church, because my work in the law enforcement field had kind of caught me out of the loop of what was going on, and I was shocked to see that the evangelical church in the United States was being slowly but surely infected by a number of New Age concepts and techniques and almost a new brand of theology, and that there was no discernment in the church. There was no understanding. And I realized that a number of years went by where the church was not taught about spiritual warfare. They weren't taught about what's coming in the last days, and that I was seeing a whole generation of young people that were ignorant to what was coming. And I began to pray and ask God what to do, and the Lord began to show me what was going on, and I saw a very clear blueprint for taking down the evangelical church in the United States that the New Age movement and the occultists had planned, which involved tearing down a faith in the Word of God, promoting church growth movements like a mass marketing plan that had nothing to do with the Spirit of God, an introduction of Hindu and Buddhist meditation and prayer styles, making Christianity compatible with other religions, taking the power of God out of the church, and instead substituting it with a social gospel that makes the church a relief agency rather than the forefront of truth, to eliminate the prophetic and the sense of the teaching about the coming of Jesus Christ, changing the language of the New Age and making it compatible with the New Age, and introducing lying signs and wonders into the church. And I saw all of this coming in. I saw hardly anyone raising a cry against it. And that's when I began to compile the information that I was seeing, the articles that were being written, the new teachers and what they were saying, and putting them into a book form so that people could wake up and understand that unless we did something, that the New Age was going to completely absorb the church and make it into nothing more than a harmless lapdog for the New Age.
And most Christians have no idea that this influence is in the church. Or how is it altering what's going on?
They absolutely don't. And I learned this early on as I began to talk to people. There was a new youth and college-age pastor whose name was Rob Bell, who had written a book called Velvet Elvis that almost every youth pastor I know has. And I picked up that book, and I started to watch this young man's DVD. He has almost 15,000 people in his church in Michigan. And he was making statements about yoga masters and how they teach us how to breathe and how to follow Jesus. I read Velvet Elvis, and it was just a systematic tearing down of faith in the Word of God. And where's the cry? Where are people saying, this is wrong? But Christians have been taught that, well, we need to be in unity, and we don't want to rock the boat. But I think it's very clear. Paul was very clear when someone was violating the truth of the gospel, he was under obligation not just to point it out, but to name the people and say, don't have anything to do with them. And I saw that no one was doing that, even some of the most flagrant violations of the Word of God that were being carried out. And I began to do so, and it's been very costly. It's not against people. But when someone starts to proclaim lies, then I think we're under obligation to protect our young people and say, have nothing to do with these people.
And, of course, when you take a stand, you know, in the spiritual battle, the closer you get to the devil's heartbeat wire, the more opposition you're going to have. And have you had opposition in your ministry?
It's been breathtaking. I've lost a great deal of support for my ministry from people who... unknowingly, we're following these people and we're very offended by the fact that that I was making certain statements and saying we have to examine these things. We got attacked, of course, when we were coming against the hardcore Satanists, and that was physical threats. I have a lot of death threats that are still on my head to this day, but nothing like what happened when I wrote the Trojan Church and decided to actually start teaching about these things. The spiritual attack particularly has been overwhelming and very, very costly. But we have to, it's like Martin Luther said, God help me, here I stand, I can do no other. When you understand that what is at stake, especially in these times, then you have to stand, you know, you proclaim the truth, you do it in love. But as my old friend Walter Martin used to say, for God's sake, proclaim it, no matter what the cost.
In fact, his daughter has come out with a great new book on the kingdom of the occult. And we're going to be interviewing her, I hope, very, very soon, and carrying on so many of the ideas that Walter Martin tried to get out during his life. He was certainly a great champion for the Lord.
Yeah, he was quite a guy. He used to get his Sunday school classes mailed to me every week, and it really became the foundation of my understanding of these things. And Walter Martin himself, his ministry was, in effect, hijacked after his death. And some of the very architects of some of the untruths that are being carried out today are some of the very people who overturned his teachings.
Well, isn't that the way that it always happens, you know? And that's how you neutralize an effective ministry. You infiltrate it, and then eventually you take it over. And this has happened with so many of the conservative organizations in the United States, so many of the Christian ministries in the United States, if they can't take it over, they simply surround the leader and feed him false information. He becomes very, very soon part of the problem rather than the solution, even though he means very well. Well, let's talk a little bit about the various things that you talk about having infiltrated the church. What are these influences? How are they able to convince Christians that this is good?
Well, one of the examples is we have a whole, probably two generations now that have been raised in the public schools. They were taught transcendental meditation in the schools and taught that it's nothing but a scientific technique and it's helpful for exercise. And I was stunned to find out that all of a sudden Christian book publishers are publishing books on Christian yoga. Now, I grew up in the occult. I know exactly what yoga is and what it does. It's not exercise. It's not relaxation. It is an occult technique that is designed to open up your spiritual senses to a state of altered consciousness. And it doesn't matter how you pose or what you do, or you can Christianize it. It's the actual act of these poses that opens you up to the supernatural. And to see Christians promoting it was just stunning to me. And now there's new teachings on breath techniques, how to breathe properly when you pray, how do you do what's called breath prayers, which the mega church leader Rick Warren promotes, that you say one word over and over again, whether it's Jesus or truth or whatever, while you're breathing a certain way. That is not biblical. It is a very specific technique that's designed to put you in an altered state of consciousness. And I see Christians by the hundreds of thousands falling for this because it has a Christian title. That has undermined a lot of the spiritual foundation of the church. And that's just one example of what they've done. The other thing is the emerging church's push to stop talking about the last days, that that's just harmful, that we need to go into the world and we need to repair it. Well, the Bible doesn't teach us the word to repair the earth. The Bible teaches that God himself is going to create a new heavens and a new earth, and that there are judgments coming it's going to destroy the surface of the earth. And we're not taught to recycle. We are taught to preach repentance. But this whole process is meant to bring us on board. And you use the word, Dr. Stan, neutralization. That is the new age and the occult destiny for the church, is to neutralize them, to take out the very things that makes the church powerful in Jesus Christ. The foundation of truth, standing up for the Word of God. They've glutted the Christian church with so many exotic Bibles now that they don't even sound like the same books. You could read two new translations. They don't even sound alike. And this is so confusing for kids that they just give up studying the Bible at all.
And that's what it was designed to do. I mean, how can you tell them this is the Word of God? And well, but there are 19 different, interpretations, and look at the message. I mean, that's what Rick Warren is using. He's been labeled as America's preacher by Time Magazine, and Time Magazine has to know who the most popular and influential minister in America is. I mean, they create them. And, of course, Rick Warren uses the Message Bible, which has very little to do with the Bible as such. And in fact, I had somebody on one of my programs recently who wrote a very interesting book, but all of his Bible references came from the Message, and I couldn't ever have him on again or promote his book in good conscience at all.
Yeah, the Message particularly was troublesome to me because I had read part of it when it came out, when I was very naive to Rick Warren and the purpose-driven life and what was underlying that. And so he was using it. Churches were using it, and so I decided to read it because way back in the day I had the Living Bible, and I thought that was pretty good. And so I thought, well, this is probably an updated version. It's not a translation. It's a transliteration. It's an interpretation of the scriptures. It's not word for word. But I read it, and it was deeply troubling. It didn't even sound like the Bible. It sounded very almost pagan in some of the ways that it came across, and I'm very familiar with that phrasing. The language of it was more New Age than it was Christian. And I was talking to a good friend of mine, Warren Smith, who wrote the book Deceived on Purpose, and he pointed out to me in the early days of our relationship, he said, I'll show you why it's troublesome. He said, what does the Lord's Prayer say? And I said, well, it says, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He says, now read it in the Message. So I picked up the Message, and I read it, and it says, as above, so below. And at that point, I totally understood why I had a problem with this, because if you type that phrase in the Internet, as above, so below, you'll come up with thousands of occult websites, because that phrase is the foundation of all occult practices, because it means that God and man are equal. And to see that in something that was purporting to be a Christian interpretation of the Bible was so scary to me, because I thought, either Eugene Peterson, the author, is an unwitting pawn in this game, or he knows exactly what he's doing, and either one of those thoughts is frightening. When I saw that hundreds of thousands of pastors were reading and promoting the Message, I thought, we're in so much deep trouble, because I first knew that this Bible was wrong, not because I understood why, but because of the discernment of the Holy Spirit that was just, all the red lights inside were going off saying, this is not from God. And then when I found out what was behind it, then I had validation for why it was not wrong. But if we don't, or why it was wrong, if we don't have the discernment, Dr. Stan, then we're not going to grasp what's coming. Because the Message Bible and these other things are very subtle. It's not like these people are running around with a pitchfork and red underwear and promoting Satan. It's much more subtle. It's 98% truth. and 2% lies. And as somebody has very rightly said, if you eat food that's got 98% good food and 2% poison, you'll still be 100% dead. But we don't have the discernment to know where the poison is. And that's something that I'm determined to do for this next generation, is to teach them the Word of God. Because when you have the Word of God and it's ingrained in you, then you automatically have the discernment of the Holy Spirit to know what's right and wrong.
And, of course, the thing is, people don't realize that everything you see or everything you read is indelibly imprinted in your mind. You may not even be aware of it. But this term of as above, so below is an occult phrase that they want to introduce into our vernacular, and, of course, by substituting on earth as it is in heaven, or as it is above, as below, so it is above. They implanted these phrases with occult phrases. At first, what they're really talking about is the safe rules above. And that is the ultimate goal. Back in just a moment.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, I guess this morning, Gregory Reed. And, right now, Gregory, I'd like to get your web page out and tell people, actually, we're going to be carrying your book. We've already ordered it. But anyway, tell people how to get in touch with your webpage.
It can be found at gregoryreed.com. That's Gregory Reed is one word, and it's spelled R-E-I-D, gregoryreed.com. There's a lot of information on all the issues that we're talking about, and there's a direct link to where you can go and order the book. I think it's a very crucial book for this age, and I'm just praying it gets into the right hands, especially of young people who can really turn this thing around.
And, of course, you know, you write about the emergent church. What's wrong with the emergent church? I mean, they're just trying to teach us how to get in touch with God.
Well, it's when you understand the progression of how the emergent church actually came about, it makes sense that this would be the logical progression of the church's downturn. During the 70s, there was a true revival from God. That's how I became a Christian, was out in California. There was just hundreds of thousands of us were just touched by God and brought into the Christian faith. And then in the 1980s, the church became more of a political animal and more of a financial institution, with the mega TV programs and the mega churches. And it became about prosperity. It became about being successful and rich and becoming politically influential. And the next generation after that looked at the church and thought, well, this is not what God's about. We believe there's got to be more to God than money and building big things. So Satan got on the inside of that and used and took a whole generation and started to feed them false movements such as the emerging church and said, well, what we need to do in order to not be a church that's rich and prosperous is we'll just be about social works. We'll be about doing good deeds. We'll be about helping the poor. All of that is fine, but it's not the gospel. And the emergent church has taken out truth. It has promoted the idea that we just go by our feelings and we need to not talk about, heaven and hell. One of the emergent church leaders, Brian McLaren, recently taught at a youth pastors conference at Willow Creek, the largest mega church in America, and told the new leaders coming to raise our kids, we need to stop talking about heaven, hell, and emphasizing that. We need to stop offending people by saying Jesus is the only way to God. We need to that people are offended by that, and we need to stop all this last days talk and all of these things. And I'm thinking, where is the backbone of Willow Creek that didn't stand up and just yank that guy right out of the pulpit? The emerging church is becoming a social. It's a social engineering tool that the devil is using to make the church powerless. The thing that makes us the church is the proclamation of truth and the cross of Jesus Christ. And the one thing that the emergent church and the mega churches and the purpose-driven have in common is they do not emphasize the power of the cross and the blood of Jesus Christ. It's about getting your best life now and how to improve your life. It's gospel light. It's so powerless because it doesn't stand on the rock solid things that make the church who we are. And once you remove the cross and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ as a central part of who we are, then it's no longer the gospel. It's just a social cause like the Lions Club.
And Ira, this is really so true. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. Have you looked into the influence of the Masonic movement within the Christian church?
Well, that's certainly been a big part of when I was working in law enforcement. It's no secret, and I'm from Texas, and in East Texas, it's just a fact that if you ever want to promote yourself in law enforcement and be any more than a street cop, you better belong to the Masonic order, or you don't ever get promoted. You just stay where you're at. And it has greatly influenced a lot of the churches, particularly in the east part of Texas, where there's a lot of Christians who join and think there's nothing wrong with it. It's just kind of a fun club. But the Masonic order is so riddled with the occult from the top to the bottom that once you get into a couple of degrees after you've joined, you know exactly what it is. And it's got a stronghold on you, even as a Christian, that will last your whole life until you turn away from it.
And, of course, if you do try to get out, and why, of course, it may very well influence your career, not only in police and law enforcement, but in business and in every aspect of your life. And once you are into the Masonic order, don't you dare try to leave, or you can will have their wrath upon you. And so it's really a trap, and so many good people get involved in this, and then they just don't quite know what to do to get out of it.
And it's to some people, when they've been in long enough, I've talked to several people who to this day will not talk about what they were involved with because they know that their lives and the lives of their families are at risk if they disclose any details about what their involvement is with the Masonic movement. And, of course, it has a lot in common with some of the highest degrees of magic are almost identical to the Masonic movement.
Sure. Well, let's see who's calling in. Who's on the line?
Dr. Stan?
Yes.
This is Maureen.
Hi, Maureen. How are you doing?
Hi. You remember I called you some time ago about my parents having been involved in the occult.
Yes, uh-huh.
And my grandfather, who was the state engineer of Colorado, administering Colorado river water, he was in the Masons, as I told you. And At the time, I had no idea that there was anything wrong with that. He would come home. I lived with my grandparents for some long time, and he would come home for dinner, and he'd just sit there and talk about going to the Scottish Rite Temple and other Masonic activities. He was a 32nd degree. Perhaps he reached 33rd degree. And after I heard you about Masons, then everything began to fall into place for me, because then my mother and father, as I told you, were in the occult. There were Friday night meetings in our home, and it was just absolutely weird.
Well, I'm glad you
attend the meetings, but we kids sat on the stairs and watched the meetings. I mean, these people wore robes and they carried candles. They marched around a canvas about 9 feet square, laid on the floor with symbols that they had marked into those squares. I tell you, it was just terrible.
I know. Well, did you have a question for Mr. Reed at all?
I'm not hearing you very well.
No, I just wondered. We want to get back to Mr. Reed, but I appreciate so much your sharing that with us, Maureen. People don't understand this is not imaginary. It is real. And maybe call me sometime off the air, and we could even put you on one of our programs someday, okay?
Well, that would be fine. I have a great deal to say.
For that,
and perhaps that would be a good idea.
Okay, God bless, and thanks so much for calling.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. You're our best person.
God bless. Bye-bye. Gregory, do you have any comments on what Maureen was saying?
Well, it's not surprising. I mean, I've heard this so many times, and of course, you know, in my work and field of law enforcement training, one of the things that I teach is when it comes to the Aryan Nazi philosophies, when it comes to child trading and child pornography, and when it comes to high level Satanism, all roads lead to Colorado. Unfortunately, there's some of the most high level stuff that takes place, and of course, I know we're broadcasting into there, so to all those involved in that world, we know who you are just as much as we know who you know who we are.
Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment with Gregory Reed right here at the American Freedom Network.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Gregory Reed, and we're simply talking about the Trojan Church. And most people, well, most people feel that may be other people's churches, but that would never be here. And yet, little by little, by changing, the text of the gospel, by changing the translation, we're moving further and further and further away, and everybody wants to be right on the front lines of what's going on today. And so many ministers, of course, use Westcott and Hort's translation. It actually has to do with translation of the Greek and their Greek dictionary. But Westcott and Hort were deeply involved in the occult, and, of course, they brought their ideas into the Christian church by providing textbooks for ministers. So the Gregory, as you talk to the average minister, and I'm sure you must be in touch with ministers and youth pastors across the country, do many of them have any idea of the occult influence and infiltration of the church?
No, they certainly don't. And for one example, when we're talking about the purpose-driven church and Rick Warren, I began to understand why, part of the reason why it's been so successful in actually recruiting pastors is because there's a number of pastors that are in their late 40s, early 50s, even early 60s, who grew up with so much promise. They had been touched by God. They went into ministry. They were going to change the world for Jesus. And it turned out to be, for many of them, hard work, a lot of labor, a lot of difficulties in church and problems. And a lot of them are in a place where they have very small congregations, and they're thinking, well, this isn't how I'd planned it. This isn't how I wanted to go out in ministry. I was going to change the world. And then Rick Warren comes along and says, I can take your tiny church and I can build it into something with 1,000 members. That's influence. And they will take that program without looking at it very closely because it's so appealing. Nobody wants to go out on a, with a fizzle. They want to go out doing something spectacular. So I understand how it seduces pastors into following it and thinking they're doing great things when they may just be doing big things that have nothing to do with God's things. So it's been very stunning to see how many pastors have, without discernment, taken this. And we have this kind of internal philosophy that, well, because it's big, it must be God. If Rick Warren is so popular and his book sold so many copies, it must be from God. And we really need to stop that thinking, because Rick Warren is where he's at, not because God's in it necessarily, but because, well, I'm not even necessarily, I don't believe God's in it. But he's where he's at because somebody like Rupert Murdoch, who's one of the richest people in the world, owns Zondervan Books and promoted the purpose-driven life. It was a marketing technique that made purpose-driven what it was, not the Spirit of God.
And unfortunately, so many of our major Christian publishers are not Christian. They come from a different point of view. So many of our Christian bookstores are part of chains, and they're owned by secular people. And that's why you can go into Christian bookstores all across America and buy all sorts of occult and New Age books. Have you noticed that, Gregory?
Well, exactly. That it's not about, believe me, the people at Zondervan do not care about your spiritual welfare. They care about what sells. And the phenomenon of this new book, which is being promoted by people like Eugene Peterson, who wrote The Message, it's called The Shack. It's the number one best-selling book, not just in the Christian world, but in the secular world. And it's a fiction book that is so riddled with occult concepts and New Age concepts that it's truly frightening. And to see people like Michael W. Smith promoting it and some people that I really respect or did respect in the Christian world saying, this is a great book, I'm really stunned. And because it's so such a big seller, everybody says, well, you need to read this book, and it's just an incredibly New Age riddled book, and I still to this day don't understand its appeal. It's a fiction book about a guy who loses his daughter, and he is told in a note to go see someone that calls himself Papa, and he gets to this place where his daughter was taken, and Papa turns out to be a woman who cooks him breakfast and teaches him philosophy. The Holy Spirit is a Japanese girl named Sarayu, and Sarayu is the name of a river in India that is the Hindu word for spirit. And nobody's catching this. And the last part of the book, this man is taken, and it is a fiction book, but this man is taken before a judge whose name is Sophia. And Sophia is the Greek goddess of wisdom that has occult ties all the way back to the goddess Asherah in the Bible. And I'm seeing that Christians have no concept of how occult-ridden this book is.
Well,
and,
you know, I started reading the book, and it was really, there was a mystery, there was an element. You knew that there was this secret that you were going to get to, down the line, and it really tended to draw you into the book. But I should mention for the people who haven't actually read the book that God is a big, fat, unattractive black woman. I mean, and this is the picture of God that they're presenting. And you see, what's this? I mean, there's nothing wrong with being fat black. Ladies, they can be just charming, but that's hardly the picture that we want to say that this is God. And this is totally a blasphemous book and one of the best sellers in the world today. That is what's really so frightening, and the fact that so many good Christians are recommending this. Wonderful Christian literature, and little wonder that our nation's in the trouble it is today.
And if anybody's interested, I have an actual article on my website at gregoryreed.com that specifically deals with the shack. And if you know people that are reading it, or if you have concerns, you can download that article and give it to them, because we've really got to wake up here to what's going on.
Amen to that. Well, Ray, we've only got about 2 minutes here, or just 1 minute. Oh, why don't you make your closing thoughts there, and then we'll look forward to getting you onto our other programs as well.
Very good. Thank you. I just want to encourage people to inform themselves about the truth. I'm not pushing my book because I'm going to make $1 billion on it, but because it cost me a year of my life to get before God and say, Lord, I need a manual of truth that's going to get into people's hands and help turn around this next generation. I want this next generation to be raised as warriors in truth. We've got to get to them, and we've got to stop entertaining them, and we've got to start putting them in spiritual boot camp, because we really are in the last days before Jesus returns, and we want to have an army that's going to fight against the powers of darkness and take a stand for truth.
Amen. Well, that's well said, and I agree with you totally. I appreciate everything you do, and we will look forward to having you on our other programs.
Thank you, sir.
And if you don't mind, we're just going to get you back on this program here in a month or two. And still, everyone out there has a copy of your book, Trojan Church. Right back. Bye-bye. God bless.
Bye.
Have
Thank
a wonderful
you.
Thanksgiving.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press,
or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, we do carry Rigby's book. We think it's excellent, The Trojan Church. And, of course, you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV War. Now, we carry his other book, Diary of a Devil Hunter. We think it's very important. And he's been on the front lines of this battle for a long period of time. And believe me, they've thoroughly infiltrated our churches, the Masonic movement. There are millions of Americans who join Masonry and, of course, have pledged those terrible pledges to search for the light and to follow the leadership of the great architect of the universe, who is called. You can call us and get the DVD on the Bohemian Grove, and you can see the leaders of our country with their gowns and their hoods and their candles and their chants. And anyway, of course, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. There's a strong satanic element within the Bilderbergers. And, of course, we have a four-tape set on the Bilderbergers. We have a video on the Bilderbergers. It's called Endgame, put out by Alex Jones. We have two books on the Bilderbergers. All of this is available. You're not going to get this elsewhere. And certainly our four-tape set is something we've compiled with people who've studied the Bilderbergers for years. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. HIV war. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will go to our website at radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. If you'd like to get a free catalog, we'll be glad to provide you with one. We do have on our website a number of the videos we produced or produced elsewhere actually posted there. You can watch them for nothing. You can listen to the programs, read the newsletters. Get yourself informed, because we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And most people don't even understand the battles going on. They don't understand why we're having a financial crisis today. Or they don't understand who Barack Obama really is or who financed his candidacy. The same people who put Rick Warren into a key position in our country. The same people who actually selected Rick Warren as America's pastor, had pictures of Barack Obama, at least according to Pat Wood, 6 times on the front page of Time magazine. Didn't that just happen by accident? Well, pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty. And have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. Until Friday, I wish we'll be back with you next Monday. May the Lord be with you.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
On the economy, the president-elect is expected to name Robert Gates to the Defense Department, Hillary Clinton to State, and Bill Richardson to Commerce in the coming days. In the meantime, the economic news is still gloomy. 529,000 people filed for unemployment benefits last week, bringing the unemployment totals to nearly 7%. Consumers